Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. How may I help you today, please?
Hi, Crystal. My name is Sun Park, and I had a withdrawal from you guys twice, which was not authorized.
Okay, let's see if we can locate an account to see exactly who was charging you and why. Your first and last name, one more time, please, ma'am.
First name Sun, S as in Sam, UNG. Last name Park, PARK.
Thank you. Could you verify your address, please?
172 Olympic Drive, Stafford, Virginia, 22554.
Thank you. I'm going to pull your account up now. It should be right up for us.
Sure.
Okay, I'm hoping. It's been moving slow. It should be right up, though.
Sure, thank you. Thank you, guys.
Okay, here we go. Yes, Sam, it does look like someone entered a sweepstakes to possibly win a KitchenAid mixer. And when they did, they paid $7.95 for the entry into the sweepstakes. And it was a free welcoming gift to the Consumer Gadget Club. I see they charged you $56.95. That is a monthly charge. You would get a $100 gift card each month to purchase a gadget from our online store. And that would be a monthly charge.
No, I didn't subscribe for that.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. It automatically came with the sweepstakes. Did you do the sweepstakes for the KitchenAid mixer?
I did, but I only authorized for the $2.
Okay, yes, ma'am. See, I see they charge you the $7.95.
Yeah, I didn't authorize the $7.95 or the $56.90 or $56 something change.
Yes, ma'am. It was in the terms and conditions.
I'm sorry?
It was in the terms and conditions that you were entering a shopping membership.
No, I didn't see that part.
Oh, yes, ma'am. But I do have your account canceled.
Okay, so are you guys going to refund me for my $7.95 and my $56?
Okay, they won't let me refund the $7.95 anyway, since you were entered into the drawing, but for the $56.95, they do let me do a 35% refund.
Okay, because I did not authorize the $7.95, and then I did not authorize the $56, almost $57.
Yes, ma'am. It was in the terms and conditions when that it was for a drawing, and that they would charge you the $7.95 and the $56.95.
No, I didn't see that part, so no.
Yes, ma'am, because to be able to go forward, the terms and conditions had to be checked. But I do see we could do a 50% refund, but that's the most they let me do. It would be $28.48.
No, that's not right.
Yes, ma'am, they don't let me do more than $28.48.
Sorry, I'll just talk to my bank, and then I'll have them issue me a new card because... No, that's not right.
I can refund the $56.95 in full. That will be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. Your account is canceled. There'll be no more charges. And it'll take just a second to process your refund of $56.95.
Okay, but you guys won't be able to refund my $7.
No, ma'am. They don't give me even the option. They don't give me an option. They say it's a non-refundable charge, but I was able to do the $56.95.
So why is the $7.95 not refundable?
It's just their policies and procedures. They don't even give me a button to refund it with.
Okay.
Well,
yeah,
Sammy.
I know. I'll be have to sign up with anything.
Yes, Sam, I feel you. Okay.
Yes. That is something, like I said, that's not something I authorize, but okay.
Yes, ma'am. So the $56.95 will be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. Your account is canceled. There'll be no more charges. Can I please give you a confirmation number?
Is there a way to email me the confirmation number?
Yes, ma'am. It might go into the junk or spam folder. It's your first name, your last name, 78@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yes, ma'am. And you should receive that. Just check your junk or spam folder also.
Okay, sure will.
Well, thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a great day, ma'am.
Thank you, you too.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling customer service.